Welcome to another teaching from Spirit of God Ministries Worldwide. We pray that this blesses you greatly. Here is today's message in progress.
I'm preparing my bride. I'm making her spotless. I am bringing her forth in the righteousness that my son laid his life down and picked up the resurrection power to release into the bride for the end time, for the harvest. I've declared you holy. I've declared you set apart. And the smoke from the altar is consuming the tears. It's consuming, it's eating up the promises and the releases that you've wanted to I see this connection in the spirit of the heart's cry. And I see the smoke on the altar just eating up, just lapping up the heart's cry in this room tonight. I see the promises that God has spoke in the dark times. And I see the enemy trying to steal and kill, but the Lord says, no more, no more. I have declared the truth. I am the seed of life, and you will prosper. You will bring forth what you have set, what I've set you to bring forth. You will. It's not too late. You will. I have breathed that into you. I have put that in you. That seed was from me. That seed is me. And you will be bringing forth the fruit. The plan of the enemy has tried to cause delay and confusion, but I'm above the plan of the enemy. I don't even look at the plan of the enemy. I declare righteousness and truth into the earth, into your souls, into every area of your body. I declare wholeness. I declare healing. I declare the resurrection power to come forth right now. Rise up, bride. Rise up, because the finest hour is now. You're not too late. You have been chosen right now for this time, for this purpose. Don't look at what's happening in the natural. I'm above that. Come up higher. Come into your seat in heaven. Sit with me. Commune with me. Let me tell you the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. I've got plans to prosper you. I've got plans of good health, long life, multiple multiplications of goodness, that your storehouses will be full, that your baskets will be overflowing, that your health will be renewed, that your eyesight will be restored, that your bones will be healed. I declare the breakthrough right now in the name of Jesus. Rise up and receive the promises of the Lord. Take hold of the horns on the altar and be made whole. Be made whole in the image of Jesus Christ. Hello, you are made in the image of Jesus Christ. Come forth and receive your inheritance now. Don't wait. Don't delay. Take hold of the altar and receive the blessings that I've poured out for you through my son's blood. Will you take what is yours? Will you receive what I've done for you and then give it away? Don't hold it. Don't hold it. Give it away, because when you give it away, it brings multiplication. It brings so much fruit. And then all eyes are on me, says the Lord. All eyes, they know it was me. That it wasn't man, it was me. The plans of men fall to the ground. They are of the earth. The earth is corrupt. I'm above the earth. In fact, I created the earth. In a blink, in a moment, I can change a season. Have you noticed? The seasons have changed again and again and again. Quit staying in the last season. Quit trying to get comfortable, because it's not going to be comfortable. When you said yes to me, you have declared to all of the world that I own you and I can do what I will with you. And some of you are like, I didn't sign up for that part of it. Yes, you did. A builder looks at the cost and then plans and comes forth. And when he plans, he meets with me in the secret place. And I give him the strategies to overcome the world, to overcome the obstacles. Quit staring at the obstacles. They will not move. I move. I decree. I declare. I determine. Not this world and not the enemy. And not even you. I have the final say, says the Lord. I will have my way. So quit with the delay. tonight. Say yes. Connect. Be encouraged. Be equipped. Be strengthened in me. Because as the winds blow, I don't like seeing you being whipped around. I did not create you to be whipped around. I created you in my image to stand beholding the goodness and releasing the goodness. Not standing in line to receive the goodness. You have it all in me. You're above this system. Look higher. Come up higher. Receive your inheritance tonight. Receive your inheritance tonight. Take hold. Take hold of the signet ring. Take hold of the promises. Take hold of the goodness of God. Exchange for the corruption. Exchange for the brokenness. Do the great exchange. Study the great exchange. Walk in the purposes of the great exchange. For I am for now, but in a while I will not be. Seek me while I may be found. Don't delay. Don't delay. Don't let the little foxes spoil the vine. Don't put off what I'm saying now. Because there's an anointing. There's a freshness. There's a wholeness here where it's by grace. I say yes. By grace, it is. It's not by works. It's not by might. It's by grace. Connect to my grace right now for the assignment that I released into you. Connect by grace right now. Take hold of grace. Take hold of grace. Take hold of grace. Walk in grace. Live in grace. Commune in grace. Be fulfilled in grace. Understand while grace is here to understand. Because in a while, in a very short while, the door is closing. Those that can hear will hear by grace. Those that can see will see by grace. Those that continue to wait will wait outside of grace. You taste and you see and you know that I am good. Dine with me. Dine with me. The banquet table is here. Don't go through the drive-thru. Don't take for later. Now is my hour. Now is my time. I love you so much. I love you so much. I am cheering you on, and I've released everything in my power, according to my word, for this time and season. But you must take hold. You must drink of me. You must eat of me. You must declare the word I give. You must walk in the boldness. Come out from the brokenness. That's not you. That's a cloak that the enemy put on you. That's a label that the world gave you. I have given you the label, my beloved. I have given you the image of myself. Whole. Whole. Receive the wholeness of God. Receive the wholeness of God. Receive the wholeness of God. And when you receive the wholeness of God, you receive restoration. You receive every resource that you need for the assignment that I've called you to. No more distractions, no more delays. This is your hour. This is my hour. And because we're one, we will do this together as one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We receive it all, Lord. We say yes. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We call on your grace. We ask you to teach us through your word, through Holy Spirit. We call on your grace to stay on task, to recognize distractions and say no, moving on. Got places to go. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, angels. Praise your holy name. Praise your holy name. Praise your holy name. We worship you. We adore you. We love you. We thank you for your promises, for your goodness. And we say, let it rain. Let it rain. Let it rain. Let it rain. We receive your waters from heaven to wash away the crust and the dust, the distractions. We receive the waters from heaven to restore us to original state. We receive the waters from heaven to drink for nourishment. We receive the waters from heaven to strengthen, to take us where you want to take us. We receive the word of God implanted in our heart. Come alive. Come alive in our hearts, Jesus. Come alive in our hearts, Jesus. Come alive in our hearts, Jesus. Word, come alive in our hearts. Word, come alive in our hearts. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Worthy are you, Jesus. Worthy are you, Jesus. Holy are you, Father. Holy. Your goodness endures forever. Your loveliness consumes us. The fragrance released from heaven overtakes us. We worship you. We say yes to everything you have. Yes. 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 Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. It's all about you, Jesus. It's all about you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, it's all about you. It's not about us. It's about you, Jesus. We fix our gaze on you, the author, the perfecter of everything. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now for tonight's message. I'm messing with you. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We're going. If you need to leave, go ahead. If you came for your hour, you're dismissed. I'm messing with you. Oh, hearty ones. See, I've been away. And there's nothing like being away with Jesus It just brings you center right into him. You know, if you're off a little bit and you're walking and talking and you're like, I'm so sorry, Jesus, I'm such a slug. He's like, no, you're not. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm not. Thank you. You know, sometimes we start to look at ourselves and focus on us, and it's never about us. It's always about him. And if we can get our eyes fixed on Jesus, I'm telling you, you'll walk straight. Amen. You'll walk in victory, and you'll walk in the blessings of the Lord. It's when we stray a little. And you know what? With the world that we, you know, we have to walk on the world. We, you know, we have a house here, a place to sleep, you know, in this world that we were born into. So we do pick up debris along the way. But I just have a couple declarations or proclamations. One, now this might be considered political, but I'm never talking politics. I refuse to participate in any sickness or disease. I just refuse. I refuse. It ain't going to my house because I have the blood of Jesus over my house. Okay? So we got a bunch of amens out of that. I refuse to participate in anything that has to do with the plan of man to cause. I'm waiting on the Holy Ghost, guys. Delay. Brokenness. Control. Manipulation. And by the way, I refuse to participate in something they're calling inflation. My gas tank is always full. Did I say always full? Fill me up, Lord. See, because the house, this house, this thing called the tent, is always filled. So everything I touch is always filled. I'm expecting supernatural acceleration, supernatural overflow. And because I expect it, and it's part of God's plan, it is. So I see it, I taste it, I drink it, I eat it, and I give it away. Because I'm a storehouse for the kingdom of God. People come and eat, people come and drink, and I release the storehouse of God into them. Hallelujah. Oh, the winds are blowing. They're blowing. The winds, who's pulling? I feel it. The winds are blowing. I was walking the other night on the beach. I was barefoot, so you know I wasn't here. And my feet started sinking in the sand. And that's an awkward feeling if you're not used to it. And of course, I started to laugh, and I was reminded of the scripture, you know, about your house, where you build your house, and how you build your house. And here's what I was thinking. This is what the Lord was speaking to me. In fact, he was speaking to me today when I was driving here. About, we all have houses, and we've built them either on, let's go to scripture. What did we build it on? Sinking sand, the rock. Is wood, hay, and stubble in there? Can we throw that in there? That'll be the covering of the roof, okay? I'm kidding. So anyway, we all have a house. But what's it built on? And here's the thing. When the winds blow, a house built on the sand is going to shift. A house built on the rock, which is Jesus Christ, the winds can blow, and it is not going to fall because it's anchored. Amen. So I'm just going to ask you, how's your house right now? Is it sinking a little? Do you feel in a shifting? If you do, no condemnation. This is the time to say, Jesus, I think I read you're the carpenter and I need a little help. And if you say that, he'll come and help you. He'll say, you know what? You got a faulty foundation. Let's fix that. Or, oh, that's got to come out. There's a crack in there. Let's do a little deliverance to get that thing out of there. You got some false structure built in there. No rebar, no whatever. Maybe, I don't know. So I'm just saying, the winds are blowing. But if you're in him, you will not be affected. So stop thinking that you're going to be affected by that thing they're calling the latest one. There's going to be another one after this, just so you know. It's the plan of the enemy. But guess what? We don't live by the plan of the enemy. We live by the word of God. And who do you belong to? That's right. So when they mess with you, they're messing with your daddy and your brother and your beloved. Now, what happens when somebody messes with your kid? What do you do? Somebody beats them up. Somebody has a sword and cuts their eyeball out. I heard that one too. Someone hides.
Take it to the Lord.
Someone takes it to the Lord. And then the Lord. The Lord. Somebody got an A. Hallelujah. We got one person that got an A tonight. Then the Lord fights the battle on our behalf. You know that scripture that vengeance is mine, saith the Lord? Be careful. Be careful with what you're spewing. Judgment causes judgment. Let the Lord fulfill the word. Let vengeance be his. Now, I'm not saying, well, I am saying, turn a cheek. Woo! How do you do that? Because Jesus said to. And how do you do that? Through the grace. The grace. The mercy. You lack in mercy? You ever lack mercy, compassion? Yeah, come on. Oh, we're not being honest tonight. Oh, okay. A bunch of sinners in here. Lighten up. God's doing something here, guys. Woo, you feel it or no? Yeah. Now I'm too religious. I can't feel it. Stop that. I can't stop it. I've been uncapped. And I'm never going back into that thing again. Here's the thing. Mercy's important because it's tied to compassion. Compassion brings healing. Mercy's the doorway to healing. That was good. I'm going to listen to that one again. Jesus doesn't do anything without compassion. And we are the feet of Jesus. We're the hands. Some of us are an elbow. Some of us are a wrist. We're all part of the body of Christ. But guess what? The love of Christ manifests, holds us together. That's what holds us together. That's the glue. It's the love. It's love. Everything he does is done through love. Everything he does or did was done through love. And if you're struggling with loving your neighbor or loving someone who's done harm to you, that opens the window of deception. Oh, not me. I'm not deceived. They are. No. Listen, when you have a grudge in your heart, it starts with a nudge. The enemy tries to get you to bite. When you say, you're right, they did me wrong, those dirty, rotten scoundrels. When you let the grudge turn in, it goes in your heart, and what happens is it blocks the blessings of the Lord. Do you need blessings? They're here. If you're not receiving the blessings of the Lord, go after them. Go after them. Well, how do you do that? Through the word. Do a study and find where the blessings are. And then look and look at your life and go, well, I don't have that. My house, in my lap shall be rivers overflowing, in my belly shall it be. I don't see that. Well, why not? I'm challenging us. Why not? I remember the day I asked that question to the Lord. It opened up a whole thing on teaching. He taught me a bunch of stuff about finances. Just the other day, I was walking with them, and you know, I started to get a little too focused on the world. Prayer targets. I need to know for prayer targets. Be careful, because it's a hook. If it's really not by the Holy Ghost, it's a hook. And it brings deception. Oh, there's that word again. She's talking about deception. I am. There's a lot of deception creeping in. Remember, it says in the word, in the last days, even the elect may be deceived. Hey, I don't want to be deceived. How do you not be deceived? You ask the Lord to show you his truth in every area, all the time. Well, it's just the way I am. Oh, really? I see God. I see Jesus, and I see the love of Christ in your heart, but I see this little nidge or little grunge or something. What is that? Well, that's my justification. Oh, really? Okay. You just blocked the blessing of the Lord. And we all do it. We've all done it. But when you recognize it, repent and give it to Jesus. You know, hey, I didn't realize I was judging this person. I'm so sorry, Lord. I'm laying them at the foot of the cross. Bless them. Because when you release blessings, guess what happens? You get blessed. When you release judgment, guess what happens? You get judged. Don't you like how simple the Word of God is? I do. So we have to start recognizing deception. Even in the world, you know, the whole world is decepted, is full of deception. There is not a word they speak that's true. The truth is not in them because it's not the Word of God. Well, what about the world? Well, listen, God's calling. God's calling all of us to deeper levels, even the ungodly, even the unsaved, even the backslidden, even us. He's calling us deeper. Will you come? Yes, yes, yes. Pick me. We have to start talking truth and stop justifying why we act the way we act. I love correction. Oh, I don't like to be corrected. I do. I love correction because it brings growth. It brings the blessings of God. It brings wisdom and knowledge and strength. So when the enemy comes again and says, no, you tried that last year on me. I fell for it, but I ain't falling for it again. His word says, blessed shall I be in my coming and my going. So get out. And then he leaves. He has to obey the voice of God, the word of God. He has to obey. He's waiting for us. You struggling with sickness? You got a little in your throat? Oh, it's just a Well, listen. If you lead a little seed of destruction, it starts to build and grow. Go after that stuff. Don't allow it. Oh, I'm used to it. I've always had allergies. Oh, I'm used to it. I always get migraines. Oh, I've always had issues with blah, blah, blah. No. That is all part of the falling world, the curse. You can come out of that. And how you do it is say, I ain't taking that anymore. Body be made whole. And then all of a sudden, it may not happen right away because sometimes the enemy likes to hold on or your thinking has to be renewed. But after a while, all of a sudden you realize, hey, I'm not struggling with that anymore. God healed me. God's always healing. Always. What about my friend who died from COVID? Listen, God's always healing. I don't know why some people don't receive their healing, just like I don't know why some people don't pray in tongues or don't go to church. I don't know. Right. I'm not him. I don't know the mind of people. But sometimes I see the heart. I love beautiful hearts. I don't like wicked hearts. And see, in the last day, we will see hearts. We'll all see. Not just seers. All will see. You'll know. You'll go, whoa. Lord, bless them. Lord, I pray that they get to know you. Lord, I pray right now that your spirit fall upon them. Start releasing that instead of, oh, look at that skank. Oh, look at that one. They stinky. No, release the blessing of the Lord. Release the blessing of the Lord. I was somewhere the other day. Oh, it was today. I was at a Starbucks. And I forgot to tip the guy. I felt terrible about it. I'm driving. I'm not turning around. It was a half hour later. But I thought, what's better than a tip? A blessing. I started blessing that guy.
That's good.
I'm like, that'll stand. So then I started thinking of the other people that I should bless. And I just did a bless fest while I was driving. Did the driver, that truck. Did a couple other people, you know, that were great people. I just said, oh, thank you. I should have said, God bless you. You know, I bless them, Lord. I bless them. I pray a blessing fall upon their family. So I'm telling you, we are in another, hey, I wonder what this is. This is kind of cool. 1 Adam 12. You guys don't know what that means, but some of you do. Beam me up, Scotty. I can't help it. I could help it. Guys want to go back in?
Yeah.
Okay. Sometimes humor is good for people. When a presence is strong, sometimes it makes people uncomfortable. And so I see him doing this a lot, like a dipping, come back out, dipping, go back in, dipping, come back out, dipping, go back in. And so if you're new to his presence, sometimes he's weighty and sometimes he's makes you want to sleep or get up and dance, do whatever he tells you to do. Be free in here. Because here's the thing, we need to practice our giftings. We need to practice what we are starting to sense in the Spirit, because there's a breakthrough coming, and when it comes, it's going to be a suddenly. And so as we are, this is like an experimental lab in here. This is like the lab room. He's called it that. And I like that, because I love to see people exercise their giftings or feel comfortable enough to practice their giftings. And so that's why we allow people to practice their giftings. That's why we do prayer. You know, we'll get together in groups. Sometimes we'll have people, you know, share testimonies or share the word of the Lord. And if you feel like you haven't been used, it's not because we don't like you, and it's not because we don't think you have giftings. It's just that when the Lord moves and the wind blows, and if you're the one, you're the one. There's no special order. None of us are special. We're all just the same. You know, we love Jesus. So don't let the enemy get a foothold. That's for somebody in here. Don't let the enemy get a foothold and cause division in your heart, them against us, because it's all of us together as one. Amen? Yeah. We love everyone in here. And we love to see people break into their giftings. And so As the winds continue to blow and the enemy tries to put people in constraint, I'm not participating. I'm not participating. I'm telling you something. When that thing they did a couple years ago, was it just a couple years ago or was it yesterday? I don't remember. Truthfully, because I don't keep track of the plan of the enemy. I keep track of what God's doing. You know, a day is like 1,000 days for real. You know, I was thinking when I was driving here, Lord, why is it I can never remember dates or anything? He's like, because you live inside of me. You know, the calendar is a managing tool. You don't have to be under a calendar. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right, okay. Listen, the season, and the seasons are changing quickly. He was talking to me as we were driving up. You know when spring starts to come and you can just start to feel like, I think I might smell that fresh grass or the worms or whatever it is that comes up. And then all of a sudden, a snowstorm comes in out of the west or east or wherever they come from, and everything's covered again. That's the season we're in. Oh, everything's beautiful. It's starting to come. But then, wham, here comes a snowstorm. Listen, we're not to be moved by storms. We're really not. And so I think the word talks about, well, I don't know if I should go there. Let me ask. The word talks about seasons and to pay attention to the fig tree. And pay attention to the fig tree. Okay? There's a lot going on. And it is the best of the best of the best of the best of times for those who seek after him and what he's doing. It not so good for people that are not seeking after him, because his word says so. And again, I was walking the other night and I was feeling, you know, I was like, Lord, you know, I was like, I started to say this where I was like, I'm just a little bothered by what's going on. And it's not that I'm bothered by, you know, what's going on. I'm bothered by the, I don't think the body's ready. That grieves me. I don't feel like there's many ready. There's so much playing around. People, and I was like that. Get saved because I didn't want to go to hell. But I, the season we're in is critical. It's all hands on deck. And, I was praying with somebody the other day. I was praying for her, and I saw her life was like a ship. But I saw all this extra cargo on the ship. And it's like, you need to lighten the load. Start tossing that stuff over because there's a big wave coming. And you need to stay steadfast, immovable. And you can't do that with all this extra weight. You're going to go like this. And so I feel like that's the season we're in. And God gave us the opportunity 2 years ago when everybody was supposedly locked down, which we were never locked down, by the way. But it caused people that normally run to have to come home to center. And some people did come home to center, and we saw people really get grounded in God, but then they got bored and complacent and started to decorate their home, so to speak. You know what I mean? Instead of seeking him while he may be found, they were, I've always wanted to remodel. Since I'm home, I might as well. There's a lot of that happened. And so God has given us an opportunity. Remember, he shut down all the sports. I mean, all kinds of stuff. And, the enemy did that. I'm not so sure the enemy did that part, because there's this thing called idolatry. And God, God's God. And so it's the same today as it was yesterday. There's always a curse that follows idolatry. And it's important to examine our hearts. Do we have any idols? Do we have any idols? Is your husband an idol? Is your wife an idol? Is your kids an idol? Is your job an idol? Is your work, like a business that he gave you, that an idol? Is it ministry? Is that an idol? What's, anything that exalts itself above the Lord Jesus Christ is an idol. And I had many, 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 many of them. And I may still have some as we work things out. I see in part. And so, a lot of people had an opportunity for a major reset. And I took that time to really dive into God because, I love that. So it wasn't like a punishment. It was like a blessing. And so I feel like the season that we're in, it's not the same season where stay home and, I really don't like to talk about this stuff. People tend to get comfortable with whatever circumstances they're in. Like, look at everybody in here. Do you normally sit in the same seat when you come here? What if we pulled all the chairs out? Would you freak out? You'd go right to that spot where your chair should be. It's like we're creatures, and that's not bad. But what I'm trying to say is the season of staying home is over. You should have been filled, equipped, and ready to go for the next season because there's a snowstorm coming. And you're going to have to pull people out of the ditch. Meanwhile, the enemy's like, stay home. Gas is too high. Oh my gosh, it's too high. Really? I'm staying home over that? Do you remember when you first met Jesus and you'd climb over any obstacle to see him again? Well, 450, that's my limit. I'm not going over 450. I'm staying home. I don't know, 475 in my lifetime. Listen, be careful, because they're pumping that out right now. They're saying, stay home, it's too expensive to go out. No, it's not, because guess what? My dad owns it all. And I'm not of this world. I'm going to give you a scripture. He gave me the scripture. I never gave you the last one before this, so let me finish. So I was like, Lord, I'm so worried about the people, because they seem like they're getting it, and then something happens, and they get taken out, whether it's, some great something. And I'm all for the great something, but I want people to stay centered in God no matter what. That's my heart, and that's my assignment right now. And so I'm praying, and I'm like, Lord, and he goes, be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. And I'm like, oh, yeah, you did. And I start laughing. And I'm like, okay. Okay, so I was carrying your stuff, and I'm not doing that anymore. And see, when you start to carry something, it happens. When you start to carry it, it's important to be checked in enough to know that you're carrying it. Because if you're so carrying it that you can't even hear him anymore, get to the altar and lay it down, because that burden will kill you. It's designed to kill you. It's designed to keep you dead, okay? Dead in this world, this earth world. Resurrection power. So that was that. So then I'm walking, and I'm on the verge of believing God for something. You know how that happens? When he'll give you like a flash of a picture, and it's nothing that you ever expected, but it's something that you've always wanted. Do you ever have that? Do you ever have God just give you something out of the blue? And because you might have had a flit of a thought about it.
Yeah.
You know, it happens all the time in my life with him because I'm all his, so he's always blessing me. And that's a good thing. That's the way the kingdom operates. That's not special. That's a good thing. You know, he gives me stuff all the time because he delights with me. You know, I give him stuff all the time. That's how it works. So I'm walking, and he's trying to get me to think bigger. It's all about thinking bigger. Limit, 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 you know. And I'm like, you know, Lord, I'm doing my proclamations. Oh, Lord, I can tell there's something not right. I'm asking you to show it to me. Will you help me with this? Because I can tell there's a framework that's not right. Expand me, Lord. Help me think like you think. And he gives me this scripture in Proverbs. And when the Lord speaks a scripture, it's better than anything in the world. It's like, after he spoke the scripture to me, everything and anybody that says anything, I'm always thinking, oh, that's related to the scripture, you know? And I'm like, I want to teach on it, but I'm not ready. You know, when the Lord first starts to teach something to you, you want to tell everybody what you know? I know this much. But I know, see, I thought I was on an assignment, you know, that we have projects that we're doing for ministry. And I'm like, okay, after this great break I just took, we got to dive into this, you know, these projects. We prayed into them. And then now we just walk into him. And he's like, no, I got something better. I'm like, oh, okay. So I can't wait to start studying with this if I can find it. Let's see. It's in Proverbs 10. And it's Proverbs 10:22. The blessing of the Lord maketh one rich, maketh rich. And he adds no sorrow to it.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, when he spoke that to me, first of all, he did it in King James, so I'm like, you know, it always blows me away because I really never learned the King James. I was NIV when I first got saved, and then pretty much I've been American something something and whatever this one is now. And this one's got big writing, so that's why I have this one. Oh, it's New King, New Kings, you know what I mean. So anyway, when he spoke that to me, it was like a seed that opened. And when that seed opened, when he opens a seed, it'll never close. It's like, part of me, like, remember, I was thinking about this today when I was with him. I love when he tells me stuff like, you know, I'm proud of you, or, you know, could you be kinder to this person? Or do you know that that person's struggling with blah, blah, blah? Or, you know, I want you to do this. I love when he tells me that stuff, but I love when he pours a scripture on me, because there's nothing like it. The life inside that, first of all, it houses all of heaven. It everything's held together by it. And so when he speaks a scripture, it's like, it's unshakable. It only can grow. And so I feel, as I was praying, I was like, Lord, you know, do you want me to teach on this? He's like, not yet. You know, you don't have it. You know? I'm like, okay. But this is one of those things where you ponder, you walk, you talk, you sit, you study, you ask more questions, and then you bring forth what he wants to say. And so I'm really excited about it. But what I'm more excited about is he told me that's the season that we're entering. And I'm like, that's interesting. And as I was pondering and meditating on that, I'm thinking, that's like a collision of the two. And it's cataclysmic. Is that the word? Come on now. Jesus is like, good girl.
Did you mean Proverbs 10:22 when you said that's the season we're entering into?
Yeah. 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 So the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he adds no sorrow to it. And so we're all, because we're heirs to the kingdom, we're heirs to the promise of Abraham. This is for every one of us. And it's like, so poverty can't touch us. Sickness can't touch us. And there's so much more. And I'm like in this, but I can't release it yet, but I will. And I mean, as I'm getting it, I'm just like, this is great. It reminds me of when I was poor. And I went through, see, I really want to go. I really want to start teaching on this, but I have to wait because I want to do it in this timing. But I will tell you this. I lived the American dream. I built an empire based on how the system works. And I was very successful. I had a lot of houses, a lot of toys. I managed debt like plates. And I used it as leverage to build wealth. Okay? I had any toy I wanted. I always had cash in my pocket. Had cash at home, cash everywhere. You know, lots of money. I was broken on the inside, but didn't know it. When I met Jesus, everything changed. I realized that was plastic. And so from there, I did this thing of, I am so sorry, I didn't know. And I did the, you know, Lord, use me any way you want, I'll die on any cross, blah, blah, blah. And so slowly I was presented with my idolatry and my world, my empire. And what ended up happening was I let it go. I'm like, I don't want anything to do with it. And so he had to teach me how his kingdom operates, because I knew how the system of, the world, the mammon spirit, you know, that. I knew that. I mastered it, but it mastered me. It was holding over me, and I was always in bondage and never had peace. And so when he showed me the scripture, it was like black, white, death, light, and it was like alive in me. And it's always been true, but it's a season right now, because the wealth of the world always brings bondage. It always has a hidden agenda, and it always pushes me first. Me, 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 and anyway. And so, but the blessing of God maketh rich, and he adds no sorrow to it. Do you have sorrow? This is a measuring stick. Do you have sorrow in your life right now? Or you got bills you're worried about? What system are you living in? Well, how can I live in two? Listen, yeah, I pay taxes. Yes, I get a paycheck. Yes, I pay bills. Yes, but I don't let that master me. I came out from underneath that system, and I live in the kingdom of God system. He had to teach me about kingdom finances and how his kingdom operates. And it's based on, here's the big one, seed, time, and harvest. Real difficult. The measure you use will be measured back to you. That's part of it. Give with a cheerful heart. God never likes corruption. So if you're in an offering, a service, and someone's like, oh, blah, 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 and you feel there's a little manipulation, don't give. That seed's corrupt. He started teaching me about the soil conditions in heaven and the soil conditions in church and the body of Christ. And you know, how many of you give to, you know, oh boy, I'm not even going to say it, American Cross, the Red Cross. How many give to, you know, United Way? Have you looked at what they sponsor? Well, if you look at that, those are called prospectus, like portfolios. There's heavenly portfolios. Ask the Lord to show you the heavenly portfolios of the ministries that you're sowing into. You'll be shocked. You'll be like, oh my gosh, they give so much away. Or, oh my gosh, they're a little fat in that area. He taught me, there was a season where he taught me about the soil conditions. And see, I sit with him. Twice a year I say, where do you want to sow your seed? Where? Because it's all his. See, some of you still think it's mine. I earned it, it's mine. That's the system of the world. And that will bring lack. There's a cap on you if you think like that. Some of you guys, oh, we're not going here, please. No, Lord, no. Some of you guys, God wants to bless you. Yeah. This isn't about calling you out. It's about blessing you and bringing you into truth and victory. Because who doesn't need a little truth? I do. We have to come to the realization that everything belongs to Him. Everything, including your spouse, including your kids, including the shirt, which He told me to wear tonight. I don't know why. I have no idea. Does anybody know why I'm wearing this shirt tonight? Does it mean anything to anybody? Because truthfully, I'm not sure why He had me wear this. But I do know something. When He tells me to do it, and I do it, it always brings a blessing. So if I justify why I don't want to do it, or why I if the Lord said, sow $50 into Kena right now, I'd be like, where's my wallet? Oh, I don't have $50. I'm going to write you an IOU, and I'm going to get it to you. If I wait, there's a delay. Delay causes a lot of problems for the delayer and the delayee. So when the Lord says give, give. And give cheerfully and joyfully. Always. And it could be give prayer, give your shirt, give anything. You know, give labor, give works, give helps. It's not just about finances. The whole kingdom operates on giving, reaping, harvesting. It's all about that. And so we have to come into agreement. If you're in poverty, if you're struggling, I was there. I came from everything, went to nothing, and it was my best time because I had to learn how the kingdom of God operates. And I made the transition out of the world system into His kingdom, where I truly know with my whole heart that He will take care of every need I have. Not every want. I have to be careful because sometimes I see something. I want that. I want that Tesla. No, I don't. And then I pray on it, and the Lord says, do you really want a Tesla? I mean, if you want it. I'm like, no, I don't want a Tesla. I can barely operate my phone. Just saying. But here's the thing. He never withholds. He will bless me because I've never withheld anything from Him. I gave Him every part of me. Have you done that? Oh, I gave my heart. Yeah, but have you given Him your checkbook? Well, I gave Him my checkbook, but not my 401k. Not my, you know, whatever. Listen, it's all His. We have to come into the... And you hear me say this all the time, but some of you are like, yeah, get over it. Well, why are you saying that? Why? Are you a little bothered by it? Is your hand a little too close to the fire? Just saying. Listen, He owns it all. He owns me. So when I have a bill, it's not my bill. It's His. Oh, how can you say that? Well, because it's true. How does that work? Well, go through the fire. First do the great exchange. First say, you know what, Lord? I don't get this, but I think she's onto something. Will you teach me how your kingdom operates in the area of finance, seed, time, and harvest? And He will show you. And then He'll challenge you. And then you'll hold on so tight because you're like, well, is it true? Is it real? I don't know what happens if I da da da. Listen, you know what the worst thing that can happen to you is? It's really the best thing. Who knows it? What? That's right. Do you remember when He said, sometimes I don't have a place to lay my head? You remember when He said that? You ever gone through that? It brings trust. It brings growth. It brings fruit. It's important. I'm not saying sell your house and go live in a street, but I'm saying do what He says to do in every area. Because if you only do it in the certain areas, the religious areas, the tithing areas, you're missing how the kingdom of God operates. It's every area. It's business. It's shall I call this person today? How do I respond to this text? You know, He gives you somebody to pray for? Well, I don't feel like praying today. Oh, really? Are you a servant or are you a spoiled kid? I'm talking about myself. I'm being a spoiled kid right now. Really? Is that going to bring a blessing? Not really. Okay. Lord, I'm calling on Your grace, Your ability to do it through me. Help me. And He does. There's a trick in the kingdom of God. It's a weapon. It's called the grace of God, and it's for all of us, for all of us. Well, I don't understand this. Lord, I'm calling on your grace. Will you teach me? I don't understand. Lord, I'm calling on your grace because I'm really confused about this. So-and-so says this. This says this. What do you say? And then you wait, because always the enemy will come along and go, well, blah, 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 blah. And then you're like, oh, I think that makes sense. Well, that makes me feel better, so I'm going to believe that. Listen, the word of God is true, and it's so alive and so powerful, it'll bring any breakthrough you need. You don't need a prophet. You got the word of God, and you got the Holy Ghost. And we don't mind helping people lead into the Holy Ghost and lead into the word of God, but never rely on us, because we'll fail you. But he will never fail you. He'll be awake at 2 a.m. When I turn my phone on airplane mode, it goes on airplane mode. I won't wake up. I'm telling you, if you put somebody on a pedestal, they will fall off eventually. I've been on pedestals. You know, it doesn't hurt me when I fall off of their pedestal. I don't even notice. But I can tell when they're no longer talking to me because they're mad at me because I didn't do whatever. Listen, I'm not here to play games. I'm not in grade school anymore. I'm in the school of the Holy Ghost, and it's a lot different. The playing field is level for all of us. Those who show up get fed. That's huge. It's not who looks the best, smells the best, or acts the best. It's those who show up. Those whosoever will get fed. I know we're going long, but we're going long. Longhorns in the house tonight. Amen. So, I feel like we got to finish this. So, there's two systems. There's the earth curse system, and there's the system, the kingdom of God system. One brings curses, one brings blessing. You can't live in both, you can't operate out of both, but you can use one to serve the other. But you can never use the earth curse system to serve God. You know, it doesn't work that way. It'll work the other way. And so I live in a protected state. I know he's got me, but I didn't always know that. I had to go through the trusting, the trial. I don't know, I got this bill coming due. Your word says you shall supply all my needs according to the riches of heaven. How does that work? Oh, I'll teach you. Sow a seed. What? I only got $50 left. Sow a seed. How much? $50. Oh, okay. And what happens is it teaches you to trust. Did I hear that? Yeah, you did. And then you do it, and you may not see a blessing right away. It doesn't matter. The seed's been sown. And he took me through this, I don't know how many years of lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. I was sitting by the water the other day, and I was feeling sorry for myself for about 5 minutes. And I can't remember what it was about. You know, ever get a seed of, you know, like the enemy just throws a seed? Oh, no, it never happens in here. Okay. And it was like, I can't even remember what it was, because it doesn't matter, because I was thinking something about something. And the Lord caused me to look at this bird in the water. It was like a duck. And all I saw was this orange bill beaky thing. And I thought, wow, he's kind of camouflaged. And he's playing around. And right away, I think of that scripture, you know. He's talking to me. You know, the birds don't care, basically. You know, they just, and I'm thinking, yeah, yeah, yeah. And all of a sudden, this alligator comes up. And that bird just flew away like that. And I thought, isn't that how life is? You know, if you're in the kingdom of God, he'll let you know when there's an alligator next to you. And he always provides an escape route. Always. But if you're afraid to get in the water because there's an alligator somewhere, you're missing the blessings of God. If you're afraid to get in your car because gas is $4.50 a gallon, you're missing a blessing. If you're afraid to leave your pet because you don't think they can handle it, but you feel like you're supposed to go to this conference, you're missing a blessing. If you're afraid, I'm just going by the Holy Ghost, you guys, to leave your work, leave your spouse, or leave your kids, because you don't know what's going to happen, because you're a manager, but you feel like you're supposed to go to this retreat, you're missing a blessing. Okay, I'm laughing. That was serious. So, I pray. And I don't do things unless he tells me to do it. Like if somebody suggests, you really should go to blah, blah, and experience the blah, blah.
Okay.
No, I say, Lord, do you want me to do that? He'll go, no, I'll hold back on that. Okay. Or yeah, I want you to go. Or if you feel like, maybe you got invited to a party. I don't want to go to a stupid party. Lord, do you want me to go? Yeah, because I want you to minister. There's going to be a lady there who just left her husband. She's raw, and she needs a word from me. Oh, okay. See, it's not about us. It's about the Father's business. And we have to come out from, it's about me. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So we're in a season of growth. But what's the scripture? 10:22.
Proverbs 10:22.
Oh, boy. I feel like we dragged you down the road on that one. The blessed of the Lord maketh rich, and he adds no sorrow to it. So that means nothing can stick to you from this world. And you can do the exchange. You got a bill? Give it to him. How's he going to pay it? Well, let him try. Let him show you. Stop thinking and release it to him. Well, what about the penalty for the late? Listen, don't do it at the last hour. Do it now. You got a bill coming up? First of all, you know, all right, I'll give you an example. I got to get 2 teeth worked on in May, I think. I don't know when. It's a lot of money. It's $5,000. And I just had 2 teeth pulled, okay? And that was a lot of money. I can't even remember how much that was because he paid it. I don't keep track. I said, Lord, should I do this? He'll either say yes or no. And if I don't hear, I don't do it. And so if he tells me yes, I expect him to pay that bill because he owns me. Does he own you? See, I'm his property. I'm that little vessel that's up on the wall, and he pulls me down whenever he wants and uses me. Did that just go over your head? Okay. Oh, he's done with me. Back I go. Whatever he wants, I say yes to most of the time. And when I don't, I say, Lord, help me. Help me want to. Because my want to stuck, so help me. And he does. So you're going to see supernatural stuff in this season. I know it's getting late, but I can't stop. He won't let me. What I mean by that is think of, there's plenty of scriptures out there. You know, when Jesus multiplied the fish and the loaves. You're going to see multiplication. And you're not only going to see it, you're going to be it. Because you're the vessel in his kitchen. You're the vessel in his dining room. You're the vessel in his bridal chamber. Where are you at in the kingdom of God? What shelf are you on? You get moved around, you know.
That's good.
So, expect the miraculous. When you expect it, it shows up. When you invite it, he comes. So I'm challenging you to shake off the stupid thing that they're trying to throw at us again. I don't know what it's called, because tomorrow it's going to be something else.
Yeah.
But for today, choose yes, choose life, choose him. Choose his way, choose his system. And when here's a really cool tip. How things work in the kingdom of God and what to do when they don't. It's a 6-part, 7-part teaching that Holly did. It's on the website. You can get it for free. Powerful. Number 5 is on finances. If you need to listen to that again, listen to it again. Because we're in a season where multiplication, multiplication, multiplication. Yes, yes, yes. Amen?
Yeah.
All right, I'm closing. Shutting the curtain.
We hope you enjoyed today's message by Laurie Scanlon. You can download more messages from our store at www.spiritofgodworldwide.com.